Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you are a fan of shows like American Idol and The Voice, you probably already know that perfect pitch is very rare. Diana Deutsch, professor of psychology at the University of California, San Diego, reveals why the ability is slightly more prominent in some cultures than in others.
Perfect pitch is the ability to identify musical notes by name just by hearing them, an ability that's possessed by many world-class musicians. While perfect pitch isn't rare among musicians who speak tone languages such as Mandarin, it's very rare in the Western world, and scientists are puzzled about how it's acquired. In our study, a group of English-speaking adults with perfect pitch displayed an unusually strong memory for spoken words. This strong memory could foster the development of associations between musical notes and their spoken names early in life. Our subjects were 27 English-speaking adults, seven of whom had perfect pitch. All the subjects had begun extensive musical training at age 6 or earlier. We tested the subjects' memories using the digit span. This measures how many digits a person can hold in memory and immediately recall in correct order. Strings of digits were presented either as spoken words or as numbers on a computer screen. The subjects with perfect pitch substantially outperformed the others on the audio portion of the test. They recalled 10 digits on the average, while the others recalled just over 8 digits. Now, since an unusually strong memory for spoken words could promote the development of associations between pitches and their spoken names early in life, this finding could explain why a few people who speak a non-tone language such as English acquire perfect pitch. And since the digit span has been found to have a genetic basis, the large memory span for speech sounds that we found points to a genetic contribution to perfect pitch as well.
That was Diana Deutsch of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
So, tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back.